Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, here we go. It is a Friday afternoon. It is warming up, so it feels like the beginning of springtime. Not technically on the calendar, but come on, this is like springtime. It also the beginning of snowball season. A couple of prominent snowball stands open up today, so we'll talk about that. Also, today is Free for All Friday, which means that we'll review some of the things that we talked about this week, and we will open up the lines and the show to talk about whatever you want to talk about. I would like to focus on fun stuff. It's a Friday afternoon. Short week because of Mardi Gras, and it feels like springtime, so let's try to have fun this afternoon. But right now it's time for you to crank it up, because this is what you have been waiting for. And so here we are on another Friday afternoon heading into the weekend. I'm Scoot. I'm still broadcasting from my apartment in downtown New Orleans. It did not work out for me to get back to the studio, but as soon as I can, I will. I want to continue with part of the conversation Don Dubuque was having about bicycles and this whole idea of a cyclist versus motorist downtown. I've seen a lot of incidents where the cyclists aren't paying attention. I've seen incidents where motorists are not paying attention. And I think we can also add into this conversation pedestrians, because as a pedestrian about 3 weeks ago, I was hit by a speeding motorcycle, which is why I'm doing the show from my apartment with my leg propped up. There should be more respect for everybody on the road, and both sides seem to be very tribal with their idea. Like, you know, we're the ones who are right. No, we're right. You need to do this, and you need to do that. Also, I want to do a test run here, because we had trouble with our call screening program from my location downtown yesterday. So let's do a test call right now. 260-1870, area code 504, 260-1870. I just want to talk to somebody to see if it looks like it's set up, but it looked like it was set up yesterday. So just give me a call right now. I just want to talk to somebody very quickly to make sure that is going. President Trump is in Alabama, and a lot of people think that he's paying more attention to Alabama because it's a red state than he paid attention to California because California is a blue state. So, I mean, you know, maybe that's worthy of a conversation. Also, with this being the beginning of the snowball season, this is something that is so unique to our area. You know, they sell snow cones in other areas. But if you've ever had a snow cone or seen a snow cone in another area, it's nothing like the snowballs that we have in this area. And so we'll talk a little bit about that very, very unique thing. Also, there seems to be more repercussions as a result of the HBO documentary Leaving Neverland, which is about Michael Jackson, and a couple of guys who are older now say that they were molested by Michael, and the details that they give are absolutely creepy. And I'm going to take some time this weekend to watch the rest of the documentary. I've seen parts of it, and it really is very creepy. But if you do want to join us with a comment this afternoon, it is Free for All Friday. Our number is 260-1870. It's area code 504-260-1870. And our text number is 870-870. This afternoon, we will talk about daylight savings time. This is the weekend we go back on daylight savings time. And, you know, some people love it. I think most people like it because it adds an extra hour of daylight to the afternoon. Of course, you know, there will always be those who don't like it. Just about every state observes daylight savings time. Arizona and Hawaii are the ones, is my understanding, do not observe daylight savings time. The federal government started daylight savings time in March of 1918, and this was during World War I, and it was a way to conserve coal. And I guess if it was lighter later in the day, then people would not be using as much energy if there was natural light out. If I'm wrong, please correct me on this. Ian, do we have any calls up? Okay. All right. Just check. We want to do a check here. So let me talk to you. Just call our show at 260-1870. And I want to check our call screener thing to see if this is working today. Because yesterday it was not working in the beginning of the show. we finally got it fixed, but I want to see if it is up and working today. So just call to say hi, and we'll see if it's working. But you know, I think people are too quick to just freak out over daylight savings time. I mean, okay, so you're going to lose an hour of sleep. I mean, is that really a big deal? I mean, and you hear about studies that are done that, yes, people are affected. Well, you know, what if you come home one night and you go to bed an hour later than you ordinarily go to bed? Well, that's not a big deal. So why is daylight savings time such a big deal? Let's go to Opelousas. Gary, you're on WWL. And Gary, your call means that our call screening process is working on location here for my apartment. How are you, Gary?
I'm doing fine, Scoop. Glad to talk to you. Long time.
Nice to talk to you. You know, when I was a kid, my dad worked for Jack's Beer, and they had a distributor in Church Point, which is not far from where you are. And we actually bought a horse in Church Point. I was in a rodeo as a kid in Church Point, and we went to rodeos in Mamou and Jennings and Church Point. And man, those were fun days for me.
A lot of horse people around here.
I'm sure. All right, Gary, you ready for a good weekend?
Yeah, I am. Thank you.
All right, I appreciate the call. Glad you tested out our call system. I want to thank Butch Landry, our chief engineer at Intercom and WWL, and also want to thank Todd Manassas, our show producer, who both show up on location as we launch the show from my apartment, and then, of course, they take off, which is okay because once we're on the air, don't really need them anymore. So, daylight savings time. Do you love it or do you hate it? For so many people, you know, when I used to do morning radio, I hated daylight savings time because, you know, I wanted the sun to go down earlier. I didn't like that the sun was up so late because I had to go to bed so early. So it seemed like I didn't have much of a night. You know, the sun goes down at 8 o'clock during daylight savings time and I'm going to bed at, you know, maybe 9:30. And so I don't feel like I had much of a night. When the sun would go down like around 5:30 on standard time, I felt like I had more of an evening. And then working in Seattle and Portland was even worse because during daylight savings time in those cities, when you're up in that corner of the country, the Northwest quadrant of America, I mean, at 9:30 during daylight savings time at 9:30, it's not totally dark yet. So that was something to get used to as well. You love it. Do you hate it? Our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Also, I want to talk about the sentencing of Paul Manafort. Before I get to that, though, since this is our Friday weekend review, and basically that's what Free for All Friday is. In fact, let's take a break here. When we come back, I want to play that explosive moment in the interview with R. Kelly and Gayle King. It was one of the big topics this week. I want to play an explosive moment of that interview, and we'll continue to talk about that. R. Kelly expected out of jail later today. Maybe he's out now, but at some time this morning he was supposed to be out. And also, President Trump has commented today on the sentencing of Paul Manafort. So let's get into that. All of that is coming up. I'm Scoot on WWL. I mean, come on, R. Kelly. You can't just pay attention to your body. If we paid attention to what our bodies want us to do, we would all be in very serious trouble. This is Free for All Friday on our show. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this spring-like Friday afternoon. And snowball season is opening up. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. As we look back on some of the big topics of the week, the interview that R. Kelly, the R&B singer R. Kelly, did with Gayle King of CBS was something that got a lot of attention because R. Kelly became very explosive in the interview. And here's one of the very emotional parts of that interview.
I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it.
And then R. Kelly went on to say that some parents handed their daughters over to him for money. So isn't that kind of an admission that he was having inappropriate relations with underage people? anyway, it's a very, very complicated story, but it's so it's so typical of some of the things that we talk about today concerning sex with underage people. Kind of appalling. I've got some great text to get to here in just a moment. Also, let's get to President Trump today. He's in Alabama taking a look at the disaster from that horrific tornado. And, you know, you see the devastation, and it's just mind-boggling. I mean, tornadoes just flatten everything. And fortunately, here in the immediate New Orleans area, that's not a big threat for us. There are still tornadoes around. But, you know, it's always interesting how tornadoes just rarely even come close to major cities. It's always out in rural areas. And then I heard so many people talking about how their mobile home didn't stand up to the tornado in Alabama. And, you know, it's almost as if mobile homes are the targets for tornadoes. That's not the case, but in a lot of rural areas, there are those mobile homes that are not going to survive. And many full structured homes do not survive. And this was a wide tornado that went for a long period of time, didn't just touch down and then go back up. This was just a horrific storm, horrific tornado. So thoughts and prayers with everybody in Alabama. The president is there. And when he was getting ready to leave the White House, boarding Marine One to go to Air Force One to go to Alabama, President Trump today talked about the sentencing of Paul Manafort. Paul Manafort at one time was President Trump's campaign chairman. You remember him. He was in charge of the campaign for a period of time, a crucial period of time in 2016. Paul Manafort was sentenced to, I think it was 40, 47 months. I think it ends up being about 4 years in prison. And he could have been sentenced up to 24, 25 years in prison. So a lot of people think he got off with a lighter sentence than he should have. Here's what President Trump said about Paul Manafort.
I feel very badly for Paul Manafort. I think it's been a very, very tough time for him.
Well, of course it's been a tough time. And, you know, but he brought this on himself. I mean, how sorry do you feel for somebody who did the wrong thing, who broke the law, who cheated you? Paul Manafort cheated you, the American taxpayer. And so, I mean, how sorry can you feel for him? I don't feel that sorry for him. And, you know, and now he's talking about coming to terms with what he did. And I think there was some talk about him reading the Bible or something. You know, it's real easy to be a faithful person. It's real easy to, you know, suddenly be great friends with God and be close to Jesus when something goes wrong. And I guess it's a little easier to just, you know, be whoever you want, not worry about anything when nothing's wrong. So, I mean, do you feel sorry for Paul Manafort? Am I wrong? I mean, I disagree with President Trump on this. I don't feel sorry for him because he did this. And it seems to me that in a way, President Trump is saying that, well, it's okay. I mean, he's not directly saying that, but by saying, I feel sorry for him. To me, that's not the right thing to say. The president also went on to say that this has nothing to do with collusion. Or actually, what he said was, there's no collusion.
This had nothing to do with collusion. There was no collusion. It's a collusion hoax. It's a collusion witch hoax.
Now, let's set the record straight on that. The judge said the Paul Manafort case does not involve collusion. He did not say there's no collusion. And President Trump is making the jump to say there's no collusion. Well, maybe there is no collusion. And there's no evidence directly of collusion at this point. But let's be clear about this. The judge did not say there's no collusion. So when you extend it to the president saying there's no collusion as a result of this, you know, again, I question what is really going on when somebody tries to stretch reality, tries to stretch the truth. And a CBS legal consultant on the matter for sentencing, Ricky Kleiman, made this comment about the actual sentence for Paul Manafort.
It is stunning. I think that it's one thing to depart down from guidelines, the guidelines being 19 and a half to 24 years, but it's another thing to basically throw the guidelines out the window.
If you want to join us with your comment this afternoon, I mean, do you feel sorry for Paul Manafort? Is it fair to say that we should feel sorry for him, like President Trump said? I mean, even if you're a Trump supporter, do you feel sorry for Paul Manafort? Our number is 260-1870, area code 504 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. I know this is kind of serious, and it is a Friday, and this is Free for All Friday on our show. Don't like to be serious, but you know, I think it's important that we talk about these things. I'm getting some text here about daylight savings time, which starts technically at 2 a.m. Sunday, which if you're out Saturday night and you're still awake at 2 a.m., you don't think about that as Sunday morning. You kind of think about that as Saturday night. So before you go to bed, you need to set your clocks ahead 1 hour, which means you're going to lose an hour of sleep. Here is a text that says he's stretching common sense. I guess that's a comment about the president stretching common sense. Here's a text that says, what do you expect the pres to say? It is sad. Here's a text, Scoot, quit putting words in Trump's mouth. No, I didn't. President Trump said there's no collusion. The judge said the case does not involve collusion. And you don't have to be an expert in grammatics. You don't have to be an expert in English to understand that those are two completely different things. Here's a comment about daylight savings time. Daylight savings time is great. Another text says, I was just getting used to falling back. Well, you know, that's another part of the conversation that we can have today. Don't you think that some people make too big a deal out of daylight savings time? Somebody sent me a text and said it's daylight saving time, not daylight savings time. Yeah, well, I'll try to be accurate with that. People make a big deal about this. It's like, oh my God, we're losing an hour of sleep. What's going to happen to people? I mean, seriously, I just don't see this as a big deal. Because there are times when you might come home and go to sleep an hour later. Well, why is that not a big deal? And this is all part of what I think goes on in this country quite often, where, you know, you've got studies done and people get money to do studies on how daylight savings time affects people. These people are making money off these studies. They're bringing money to their university or their institution to do studies on this. And to me, it's absurd. Okay, so you go to sleep an hour, you lose an hour of sleep. Big whoop. Am I missing something here, or is the conversion to daylight savings time this weekend not a big deal? All right, you've got a comment, 260-1870. All right, here's a song I would like to dedicate to R. Kelly and people like R. Kelly. I think this is a pretty clear message that you need to hear this. That's right, and some people have a hard time keeping their hands to themselves. So you just heard the news in our news with Don Ames. LSU basketball coach Will Wade has been suspended, and you wondered what was going to happen after that report came out. The FBI caught him in a recording talking about paying for a recruit, and you're not supposed to do that. And I believe LSU plays Vanderbilt. I think it's the final game of the regular season, and that's going to be tomorrow. But LSU looking really good this year. I hope this does not affect them. And Will Wade, my God, he's done such a great job with a very young team. But you can't get caught. I mean, I guess it happens. You're not supposed to do it. I guess people do it. But the main thing is, you can't put yourself in a position where you get caught doing something wrong. So I guess the best thing to do is to just not do it. So we'll see how this all flushes out. Also, there's interesting news. Bill Shine, who was formerly with Fox News, became the president's communication director. I think it was the White House communication director. Bill Shine went from Fox News to become, like, I think, communication director for the president or something like that. He's now resigned. And the reason that Bill Shine has resigned is he is joining President Trump's reelection campaign. And I don't think that's really that much of a surprise. So we go on daylight saving time this weekend. And apparently Ian Hoke, our studio producer, just told me that there was some kind of omission of part of what I said going into the CBS News update. I'm still on location from my apartment in downtown New Orleans. Love to be back in the studio, but that has not yet worked out. As soon as it does, as soon as I can physically be there, I'll be there. But in the meantime, hey, it's the same show on location. And it's a rather convenient situation for me, but I still like being in the studio. But I love the fact that I can still spend the afternoon with you. We've been talking about daylight savings time. We've also been talking about the sentencing of Paul Manafort. And so what I was saying about daylight savings time is and this may have been, some of this may have cut out, is that I think people make a big deal about this, and it's not a big deal. And the more you tell people it's a big deal, then people like start to think it's a big deal, and then they start thinking of reasons why it's a big deal. You know, if anybody feels funny tomorrow, it's going to be, oh my God, or not tomorrow. If anybody feels strange when they wake up Sunday morning, oh my God, it's so weird. You know, we went off daylight savings time and look what's happening to me. So, you know, I just think these institutions and universities that get this money to do studies like this, they're the ones who are benefiting, but we're the ones who, you know, I mean, it's like that money could be used elsewhere. I don't see the need to worry too much about losing an hour of sleep or gaining an hour of sleep in the fall. If you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And from New Orleans, Jason, welcome to WWL.
Yes, good afternoon. You know, I don't feel sorry for Manafort. I thought he should have at least gotten 10 years. This same judge gave Bill Jefferson 13 years for $95,000. This guy had millions, man. He was a money laundering, tax evasions. You know, he just was stone criminal.
Yeah, he was. And I think it shows you that
if you're wealthy, there's a different set of rules for you.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, we see that all the time. I mean, justice is not fair. Jason, I appreciate the call. You know, we're talking about President Trump before boarding Marine One to go to Air Force One to go to Alabama, where he is right now, surveying the terrible destruction from the tornado. President Trump said he feels sorry for Paul Manafort. I mean, I don't. And in fact, just saying you feel sorry for him, I think, sends the wrong message. 260-1870. And from Battery George, welcome to WWL. Hello, George. Okay, I guess George?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? You're on WWL.
I'm doing fine, man.
Good.
Do you remember the neon sign, Tulane and Broad, on top of the Falstaff building that lit up and told you what the weather was?
Yes, it's that big ball at the top.
It was the ball plus the Falstaff letters itself. In other words, it was red, it was hot, and it was getting warmer. It would start from the bottom and go to the top. It was getting cooler, the red letters came down.
See, I didn't think that it dealt with the temperature. I thought it dealt with the threat of rain. I thought it was tied to, say, maybe the barometric pressure. That if it was green, it was a pleasant day, regardless of the temperature.
Right.
And if it was red, then it was like thunderstorm or something like that. And if anybody listening has an update on that, let us know. If you're on the Pontchartrain Expressway, you see it all the time. The Falstaff, the former brewery, is now an apartment building. Just off Tulane, but there's a big ball at the top, and at night it's either red or green.
Right, that's right. But that the way the lights lit up, they could tell whether the temperature's going up or whether or not the temperature is coming down.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. We'll find out though, George.
Right, and I think the white was red. I mean, for rain. The green was for cold, the red was for hot. It depends on which way the lights lit up. Yeah. That told you the temperature.
Well, George, I appreciate the call. Have a great weekend. Somebody's going to know. Okay, so that ball at the top of the Falstaff sign on the Falstaff Brewery, which is now apartments, it's either green or red. Does that deal with the temperature, or does that deal with, say, whether or not there's a chance of rain? If you want to join us with a comment, I mean, look, it is Free for All Friday, so our show is open to just talk about anything. I would rather have fun than get into anything serious. But we do have to talk about a few things concerning the sentencing of Paul Manafort. And I think President Trump made a mistake when he said, I feel sorry for Paul Manafort. I mean, I don't feel sorry for him. Do you? Am I this cold-hearted person because I don't feel sorry for Paul Manafort? If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870. Text is 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious that Paul Manafort was a bully, and he bullied his way to illegally earn millions and millions of dollars. He's been sentenced to, I think, what amounts to about 4 years in prison, and the prosecution was working on somewhere between 19 and 25 years in prison, so they're disappointed. But there are experts who say that this is still within the guidelines. Others say the judge threw out the guidelines. But when President Trump said he feels sorry for Paul Manafort, do you think that's the appropriate thing to say at this point? If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Also, I have some people who are on hold to tell us about the ball on the top of the Falstaff building, now an apartment building, formerly a brewery. We'll find out about that in just a moment. But from New Orleans first, Tommy, you're on WWL.
Yeah, how you doing, Scoop?
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm just going to say a couple quick little things. No, I don't feel sorry for Manafort. And, you know, for the daylight savings time, you know, it's so simple, you know, when it comes to Saturday evening, you know, you just set your clock an hour ahead. That way, you know, you're already an hour ahead, you're in the groove. So if you stay out a little, you know, when you stay out to 2 o'clock, you know, it's 2 o'clock, you know. And if you wait till when you wake up the next day or when you go to bed late at night, I think that's where people get messed up at.
Yeah,
so
Tommy,
I think
it's a big deal about nothing. I mean, this, but people do study. People have done studies. People have gotten money to do studies on this, to study what happens with people. And the more that we put this in the brains of people that, oh, my God, you have to deal with losing an hour of sleep, then people start to think, oh, my God, I have to deal with losing an hour of sleep, and they start to freak out. And nobody should freak out over this.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right,
you
Tommy.
I've got a lot more things to worry about, but anyway.
Yeah,
I think President Trump, I think his time's coming up too, so I'm not going to feel sorry for him when his taxes come up.
So, Tommy, I appreciate it.
Anyway, you have a wonderful and blessed day, Scoop,
right.
And I wish you well on your getting back in the swing of things.
Thank you very much. I'm doing the best I can to be in the swing of things right now. I'm in the swing of things. I mean, at least the station worked it out. You know, Diane Newman and Butch Landry and the staff back at WWL worked it out for me to have equipment here in my apartment to do the show, which is better than me, you know, not doing the show. Well, I mean, some people would rather me not do the show, but for those who like our show, it's good to be doing it. From the North Shore, Tom, you're on WWL.
Yes, good.
Hey, Tom.
I've been on the planet 3/4 of a century. I know Falstaff weather ball. I grew up in New Orleans.
Tell me about it.
The letters, when it was getting warm, they lit up from the bottom to the top.
Okay, when it was getting warm, they would light up from the bottom to the top.
If it was going to cool down at night, they would light up from the top down.
Okay, look, I'm running this down. So when it would turn cool, they would light up from the top down.
Right.
Bottom up. What about the ball at the top? It's either green or red. What does that mean?
I think green meant it was fair. Red, I'm a little confused. They had a gray-white color, which meant it was raining or it was going to rain.
Uh-huh.
And the red meant stormy. And I think if it was blinking red, look out, Katrina's coming.
In other words, no, run.
They had it all set up for everything. Even I don't remember the situation for when the hurricane was coming. But but that thing that was a beautiful son of a gun.
Yeah, it still is. It's still there.
Yeah, I know. I didn't realize that. I talked to Tom Fitzmaurice a couple of months ago, and he says, hell, man, it's still there.
See, and that was the arch enemy. When I was growing up, Falstaff was the arch enemy, and so was Dixie Beer, which was also a small local brewery on Tulane Avenue. And my dad worked for Jack's Beer. So, you know, Falstaff was the enemy. Dixie Beer was the enemy. Everybody was the enemy when you were with one company, Jack's Beer. And, of course, they were looking at us like Jack's Beer was the enemy. But, Tom, I appreciate that information. I mean, that's something about, you know, the New Orleans in the past that's interesting. In fact, you know what? It's a free-for-all Friday. So I don't mind adding this to the conversation because I do want to have fun this afternoon. I mean, it's Friday. Let's act like it. So if there's something about New Orleans or something concerning the city that you have a question about or that you want to tell people about, I want you to call our show. And chances are we'll get an answer for you. 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Breaking news this afternoon, LSU basketball coach Will Wade has been suspended. We'll have more on this on our news coming up at the top of the hour. Also, more on this on our website at WWL.com. He's been suspended because the FBI has recordings of him talking about paying for a recruit. LSU, as you know, is having an unbelievable year in basketball, a fast turnaround under Will Wade. What is this going to do for the LSU Tigers, who I think play Vanderbilt tomorrow? I'm Scoot. It's Friday. We'll be right back. It's Friday afternoon. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on WWL. I'm getting some text like this one that says, Falstaff is very simple. The lights, we're talking about the Falstaff apartment building. Used to be a brewery, but yet from the Pontchartrain Expressway, you can see the big Falstaff sign. Says that it's very simple. Lights going up the letters means the temperature is going up. So that caller was right. Lights going down means the temperature is cooling and going down like a thermometer. And I also wondered what it means when the big ball on the top is lit up in red or green. And our last caller said green means it's fair weather, and the red means it's stormy. And if it's blinking red, basically run. From Slidell, Annette, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello. Yes.
Hi.
I was raised near Falstaff, and I could see the ball out of my bedroom window. It's just like a thermometer. The letters go up when it gets warmer, down as it gets colder. Green is fair.
Okay.
White is rain. Blinking white is a storm coming. And red was like a hurricane or something.
Well, now see, but Annette, I've seen it red before, and there was no hurricane coming. Oh, I see. Okay.
It used to be. Okay. You know, I'm 75, and I was there until I was like 18.
Yeah.
I got married in 64, in 62, and that's the way it used to work. It was the letters were just like a thermometer going up or down, and you'd have green, and then you'd have.
Oh, I'm sorry, Annette. I accidentally hit the wrong button. Yeah, I'm on location, so things are a little bit different here. I apologize for that. Sometimes these buttons are very, very sensitive. So, Annette, if you're still listening, I appreciate that information, and I hope you have a really, really great weekend. Many other questions about New Orleans? Anything you're curious about? If you have moved here post-Katrina, if you've moved here, well, even before Katrina, but you're not from here, any questions about the city? We can get those answered this afternoon on this Free for All Friday here on WWL, AMFMN.com. Here is a text that says, what did your father do for Jack's Beer? My dad was a sales promotion manager for Jack's Beer and also flew the company plane. He wasn't the company pilot, but he flew the company plane and would take executives from New Orleans. Jack's was a five-state regional brewery. And I have another text here that says, Dixie and Falstaff had respect for each other, but not for Jack's because it was an inferior product. There was a bad batch of Jack's beer that came out, before I was born. I remember my dad talking about it. And to this day, up until the time the brewery closed or was sold, they had to overcome that image of that bad batch of beer that went out. Because, you know, if somebody tastes something and it's really bad, it's hard to say, oh, no, well, it's better now. So they did fight with that. But for a long time, that was a very successful brewery. And, you know, for those who think that exposure to alcohol might make you an underage drinker, think about it. I was born in a household that had Jack's beer stuff everywhere and Jack's beer in the refrigerator and signs and, I mean, any Jack's paraphernalia that was available, we had it, surrounded by it all the time, and to this day, I'm not a beer drinker. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, our number is 260-1870. It is Friday afternoon. I'm Scoot, and we are coming back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.